Laboratory Production presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight we return to the New York of the gay 90s. A New York without the hustle, but definitely not without the bustle. Our hero, the fabulous Diamond Jim Brady, symbol of an era. Our heroine, the beautiful Lillian Russell. Our cast, Shirley Ross, Eddie Green, and Amanda Randolph. And now for the New York that used to be. The New York of Rector's and Delmonico's. The New York of Anna Held, O. Henry, Lillian Russell, and Diamond Jim Brady.
Rambled back to New York town one yesterday. We see a couple strolling down.
One song was his favorite tune, and then he sang of love. But she heard another tune and another love. Looking at yesterday, before the sun was lost in clouds, one yesterday, before he hid away in crowds. His heart lives in misery, praying for help from above, looking for yesterday and love.
Hello. Mr. Diamond Jim Brady's suite of rooms at the Waldorf Hotel. No, this ain't Diamond Jim. No, this is his valet, Rhinestone Eddie. What's that? You're in the jewelry business. Yeah, you got a bracelet that Mr. Diamond Jim might want to buy. How much? $120,000. Oh, man, no. Mr. Brady ain't interested in no cheap imitation. Yeah, call up again when you get something for around $1 million. Goodbye.
Eddie.
Yeah, yes, Mr. Jim.
I'm late for the opera. Where are my white gloves?
Got them right here, Mr. Jim. My, you sure is glittering tonight. Diamond studs, diamond links, diamond watch, diamond ring. Mr. Jim, when you step out of here tonight, you is going to be the Fifth Avenue Aurora Borealis. Mr. Jim, you sure is a high liver.
Well, Eddie, to me, fine living is an art.
An art?
Yes. I'm not happy unless I surround myself with diamonds, fine foods, rare wines, beautiful women.
Oh, that ain't no art, boss. That's just him without going through the bother of dying.
Eddie, you're a million laughs. You know, when I die, I'm going to leave you $10,000 in cash.
$10,000?
Yes. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I'm going to get change for it right away. I'm going to change that $10,000 into a 10, a 5, and the rest nickel.
Why, Eddie, with that much silver in your pockets, you wouldn't be able to walk straight.
I know. But what a magnificent stagger.
Answer that, Eddie.
Yes. Hello. What's that? Oh, all right. I'll tell him. Mr. Gates is down in the lobby. He's coming right up right now.
Bet a million Gates. Good. Haven't seen him in 3 years. Amazing character. Bet a million Gates. He'll bet on anything.
You mean, boss, he'd bet $1 million on anything?
Anything. Why, at the World's Fair in Chicago, I saw him bet $1 million that Little Egypt, the dancer, couldn't shimmy 300 times in a minute.
300 shimmies a minute? Did he win?
Yes. Rhinestone, Little Egypt, breezed in with the 300 shimmies and had 2 shakes and a bump left over. Open the door. There's Gates now.
Well, well, Diamond Jim.
Greetings, Gates.
Jim, you're a sight for sore eyes. What are you doing all dressed up in the soup and fish?
I'm going to the opera.
Opera nothing. Jim, you're coming with me. We're going to Tony Pastor.
Tony Pastor?
Yeah, haven't you heard? Tony's got the newest sensation, the greatest thing that ever hit New York. Lillian Russell.
Who?
Lillian Russell, the greatest singer in New York. I want you to meet her, and I'll bet you'll fall in love with her at sight.
Oh, Gates, don't be silly.
Ah, but you haven't seen her. Come and look at her. Listen to her sing. And, Jim, I'll bet you $5,000 that before the evening's out, you'll be madly in love with her.
$5,000 that before the evening's over, I'll be madly in love with a woman I've never seen before.
That's right.
You've got a $5,000 bet, son. Hey, Eddie.
Yes?
Call Tony Pastors and tell him to put a couple of tenderloins in the grill. Come on, Gates. For you, this is going to be the most expensive steak I've ever eaten.
And now, while we wait for the meeting between Lillian Russell and Diamond Jim, let me tell you about another meeting which took place some years ago. A meeting between the head of a great dairy organization and one of America's leading food scientists. The subject was, how can we further improve the quality and safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products? And out of that meeting grew the great seal test system of laboratory protection. A network of laboratories reaching from Maine to Florida, from the Atlantic coast through the great Middle West. And today, seal test milk and ice cream are produced under exacting sanitary conditions. Scores of seal test men in white are constantly testing, checking, and supervising those products which bear the red and white seal test symbol. So don't accept just any milk or ice cream. Insist upon seal test. And mothers, get a regular supply of nutritious milk into your family's diet. It helps everyone to preserve glowing cheeks and sparkling eyes. It contributes to overflowing health, to vitality and allure. Those qualities which we call Vitalure. And we'll tell you shortly where to buy seal test milk and ice cream in your community. But now on to Tony Pastors with Rudy Vallee as Diamond Jim Brady and Shirley Ross as Lillian Russell.
Come away with me and seal in my merry old hobby down the
coast. Good evening, Mr. Brady. Good evening, Mr. Gates.
Evening, Tony. Has Miss Russell sung yet?
No, not yet, gentlemen. She goes on to next.
Good. Have you got that ringside table, Tony?
Ah, you bet. Always the best in the house for Diamond Jim Brady. Right this way, gentlemen.
In my merry old hobby.
They're announcing Miss Russell now.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Mr. Tony Pastor, I'm proud to present New York's beautiful new singing sensation, Miss Lillian Russell.
There she is, Jim. Well, what do you think?
Quiet, Gates.
Wait till you hear her sing.
Shh.
My evening star, I wonder where you are, set up so high like a diamond in the sky. No matter what I do, I can't go up to you. So come down from the my evening star.
My evening star, I wonder who you are. Set up so high like a diamond.
Thank you.
Well, Jim, what do you say now? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she marvelous?
Pardon me a moment, Gates. Oh, waiter.
Yes, Mr. Brady.
Where is Miss Russell's dressing room?
Miss Russell, honey, you really sang that song tonight.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. Now help me change my costume.
Oh, you ain't got time. You know who just sent his card back? Mr. Diamond Jim Brady.
Oh, yes? Hmm? Well, we'll return his card, Amanda. Tell him I'm sorry, but I'm not interested.
But why, honey child? Diamond Jim Brady is one of the richest men in New York. With a woman that marries him, can't hit nothing but that lucky seven in the crap game of love. Oh, that's him. Spades, hearts, and clubs, stay where you is. Diamonds, come right in. What say, Miss Russell?
Oh, all right, Amanda. But it's against my better judgment.
Oh, you ain't never going to regret this, honey. But before I let him in, let me give you a little advice. Be a distant. Be aloof.
Aloof?
Yes. In all my relationship with the male animal, I found out that whatever it is they can't get, that's what they want the most. Come in.
Good evening.
Step in, prosperity, and shed your lovely light.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Yes? What is it?
Not a word. Don't say a word. Just stand there.
But I...
Not a word. Delightful. Beautiful. Perfect. I'll do it.
You'll do what?
Lillian Russell, I'll make you the toast of New York. The biggest thing that ever hit this town. I'll take the heart of Broadway and lay it at your feet. I'll
and
do it.
And just who is going to do all of this?
I am. Diamond Jim Brady.
Who?
Diamond Jim Brady. I'm Diamond Jim Brady. Haven't you ever heard of me?
No.
Well, that's... Well, I'm Diamond Jim Brady.
You said that before.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Now, if you don't mind, Mr. Brady, I'm very
busy. Now, listen. Maybe you don't know who I am, but if you did, you'd know that you could have anything in the world. Furs, diamonds, jewels, anything.
You're not very subtle, are you?
Of course I'm not subtle. I'm a salesman. You can't sell $50 million worth of railroads by being subtle.
Mr. Brady, I am not $50 million worth of railroads.
So?
So, I'm afraid you're on the wrong track.
Oh, I see. Well, here's my card. If you change your mind, call me up. Good night.
Just a minute, Mr. Diamond Jim Brady.
Well?
Before you go, I want you to know that I've never met anyone like you before. I think you're rough, crude, brazen, ungentlemanly, and uncouth.
You do, eh?
Yes. And I like it.
You like it?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, you're an amazing man, Mr. Brady.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. And another thing I want to tell you is this. If you've heard about me, you've heard that I've given a lot of parties in my day. But I haven't ever given a party that can compare with the one I'm going to give for you. I'm going to fill Rector's with flowers and champagne. Everybody who is anybody in America will be there. The Vanderbilts and Astors. Everyone from Flo Ziegfeld to Sarah Bernhardt. Will you come?
You mean this party is just for me?
Just for you. Say you'll come.
All right, I will. Thank you, Jim.
Do that again, will you?
What?
Look at me the way you did just now and say, thank you, Jim, again.
Thank you, Jim. Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to pay off a $5,000 bet.
All right. Miss Russell live here?
She don't live no place else. What you want?
I got a package to deliver to Miss Russell.
But she ain't home. What you got there?
I got some orchids from Mr. Diamond Jim Brady.
Orchids?
That's what I said, orchids. Park Avenue dandelions. And I intend to deliver them in person.
Now, look here. You just hand me them flowers and be on your way, diminutive sibyl.
Narrative sizzle.
Yeah, small fry.
Small fry. Woman, do you realize you is talking to Rhinestone Eddie,
the main major domo aide-de-camp and maitre d'envoy extraordinary positively to Mr. Diamond Jim Brady? What do you think of that?
He sure must be rich to pay you for not working on all them jobs.
Rich? Mr. Brady's got one vest with so many diamond buttons on it that every time he unbuttons it, he loses $7 just from friction. He's one of the foremost men in this country.
Who's the other three?
Oh. Why, Diamond Jim goes out with the classiest women in this town. The whipped cream, Dollar whipped cream. You heard about the feast Diamond Jim gonna give Miss Russell tonight?
Oh, is there really gonna be a feast?
In the words of the immortal Cicero, e pluribus and how? Roast peacock tongues and horses dovers and white meat of quail and grilled pheasant's livers and broiled turtle and then the big piece of resistance.
Well, what's that?
Pork chops.
Laws of me. If Diamond Jim can throw a meal like that, he sure must be mighty generous. I bet he rewards you handsomely.
Why state the obvious, girl? I'm the Lenox Avenue J.P. Morgan. I might even go further and say that I is the man of the future.
Well, brother, if you the man of the future, I am satisfied with my past. Now give me them flowers and get out of here.
Now for a moment, let's take a quick trip around America to tell you where to buy pure, wholesome Seal Test milk and flavorful, delicious Seal Test ice cream. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the Seal Test milk is Sheffield Farm Select milk. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castles. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Now that football days are here, your children won't be getting as much vitamin D from the sunshine as they did all summer. So order Sheffield Select homogenized vitamin D milk. 400 extra units of vitamin D in every quart help promote strong, straight bones and good growth. Our special process that mixes the cream with every drop of milk makes homogenized milk richer to taste and tends to make it more readily digestible. Order Sheffield Select homogenized vitamin D milk tonight. And ask your Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia dealer for Choc Glow, the Seal Test ice cream of the month. Now back to old New York, where Diamond Jim Brady is preparing for Lillian Russell's party.
Mr. Diamond Jim. You know that's going to be some party tonight.
You think Miss Russell will like it, Eddie?
If she don't, she ain't human. And if she ain't human, you don't want to have nothing to do with her.
Take a look at a few little diamond trinkets I'm going to give her tonight. What do you think of them?
Well, raise my number and call me nine ball. What a mess of carrots.
Can you keep a secret, Eddie?
Yes, sir, Mr. Jim.
These are presents for Miss Russell. And after I give them to her tonight, I'm going to ask her to marry me. Wish me luck, will you?
Wish you luck? Boss, you can't lose.
Can't lose? Why not?
Well, that 4-carat ring might not do it. Them 10-carat earrings might miss. And that 20-carat bracelet might fail. But put them all together and you got bingo.
Waiter, waiter, more champagne and some of that pheasant from Miss Russell.
Oh, Jim, I came here a perfect 36, but if I eat another bite, I'm going to leave a stylish stout.
Are you having a good time, Lillian?
Oh, wonderful, Jim.
You do like being with me, don't you?
Well, yes, of course, Jim.
Lillian, do you think maybe we might go on having fun like this together forever?
Well, Jim, listen, Jim, they're playing my favorite tune. Let's dance.
But, Lillian, I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, we'll talk about it later, Jim. Let's dance, huh?
All right. You dance beautifully, Lillian.
To you, beautiful lady, I raise my eyes. My heart, beautiful lady, to your heart's side. Come, come, beautiful lady, to paradise, where the sweet, sweet walls dream by. Glide, glide, beautiful lady, on life's bright wings, while the rapture of music around
trying to tell you that...
Jim, the music has stopped and everyone is staring at us. Come on, let's go back to the table.
There's a crowd at the table and
well,
I
look,
had something...
Well, look, there's Flo Ziegfeld. Jim, you've certainly kept your promise. Everybody in New York is here tonight.
Too many people.
Who's that distinguished-looking young man?
Oh, some college professor from Princeton, a fellow named Wilson. Woodrow Wilson, I think.
Oh, Jim, look at that cute little youngster.
I want to blow my horn, Papa. Can I blow my horn?
All right, go ahead, blow it. I'm sorry my kid's making such a racket, Mr. Brady, but you know how kids are.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Valley. Take little Rudy home now. Mark my words, Lillian, that kid's going to grow up to be a pest.
Well, hello, Jim. How are you?
Oh, hello, Flo. Miss Russell, may I present Mr. Ziegfeld?
How do you do, Mr. Ziegfeld?
Miss Russell, I wonder if you'd sing a little song.
Now, wait a minute, Flo. I've been trying to be alone with Miss Russell all evening.
Plenty of other evenings for you, Jim, but tonight Lillian Russell belongs to New York. Isn't that right, Miss Russell?
But Ziggy...
Now, Jim, I'd love to sing for you, Mr. Ziegfeld. What would you like to hear?
Well, my favorite song is that new one called And the Band Played On.
Yes, but my favorite is After the Ball.
All right, boys, I'll sing them both.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen... Here's an unexpected treat for us. Two of the most popular songs of the day will now be sung by the most beautiful woman in the world, Lillian Russell.
Daisy would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls. And the band played on.
And now, Jim Brady, your favorite song. Come on and join me.
All right, let's all sing it, everybody.
After the ball is over, after the break of morn,
Cabby.
Whoa, yes, sir. Where to, sir?
Belmont Hotel, Cabby, 34th Street and Broadway.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Jim, it was a wonderful party. You know, I hated to leave.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lillian. It was your party.
It was wonderful.
Lillian, there's something I've been trying to tell you all evening.
Wait, Jim.
No, Lillian. This time you've got to listen. Lillian, I wanted to... I'm no good at this sort of thing. Here,
Oh, what's this?
It's an engagement present.
An engagement present?
Yes.
Well, then you know.
No. Know what?
That I'm getting married next week.
Married? Oh, yes, yes, of course I know.
Jim, you're very sweet.
Congratulations. I hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you, Jim. Well, here's my hotel.
Cabby, stop here, please.
Yes, sir. Whoa, move it. Whoa, whoa.
Good night, Jim. And thank you. And, Jim, this bracelet, it's beautiful, but of course I can't accept it. You understand.
Sure. I understand. Goodbye, Lillian.
Good night, Jim.
Cabby, back to Rector's.
Yes, sir. Peter.
Cabby.
Yes, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Here's a little present to give to your wife.
Yeah. Oh, a bracelet. Thank you, sir. She'll love it. She's crazy about rhinestones.
Yes, they're pretty good rhinestones.
Whoa, miss. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here we are at Rector, sir.
Oh, yes. Call for me in an hour, Cappy.
Yes, sir. Who shall I call for?
Diamond Jim Brady.
Diamond Jim? Then this bracelet must be... Oh, there goes a real gentleman. Diamond Jim Brady. New York will never see his like again. Oh, well. Giddy up, boys. Giddy up.
On the island down the bay, and the lights of old Broadway,
Herald Square, I don't care, I don't care.
Surprise, ladies and gentlemen, we have a real surprise for you. I'd like to have you meet a very charming lady, Miss Dorothy Russell, daughter of the immortal Lillian. What did you think of our show, Miss Russell?
Oh, interesting, Rudy, very. And I learned some more things about Mother that I'd never known before.
Well, we have to.
Oh, I know all about that. And I'm honored that you recall her name. And I want to congratulate Miss Ross for her charming performance. Thanks all, and good night.
Next Tuesday, the city of Rochester is celebrating the opening of the handsome new Projoy ice cream plant. I hope all of my old friends up Rochester way will stop in for the housewarming of this fine new home of Frojoy and Agate Seal Test Ice Cream. And they're holding open house next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, afternoon and evening. We'll be with you again next Thursday with the songs and the story of that famous Irish poet, Thomas Moore. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol. Good night, all.
Seal Test and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.